welcome back to Leadership Tips with Jared. This is the show where we will cover some quick tips to make you a better leader and communicator. I'm Jared Albrick, the owner of Albrick Training and Design, LLC. And on each episode, I'm going to take my life experiences as a military officer and a corporate leadership trainer and provide you with short, bite-sized, practical leadership tips. Tips you can start working on as soon as the episode is over. By taking the small bite approach, you're much more likely to put these tips into practice quickly, and the skills are much more likely to stick, becoming a permanent part of your leadership and communications toolkit. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just taking your first steps into the leadership arena, the intent of this show is for you to take just a few minutes, focus on one or two things you can improve, and see positive results. Let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is using the time you have. Albert Einstein once famously said that if you gave him 60 minutes to solve a problem, he would take 55 minutes to examine the problem and 5 minutes to solve it. Now, I think what Mr. Einstein was trying to get at there is take all the time you have available to identify your problem, look at it from every angle, see all the positives and the negatives of the various decisions you might make, and then make the best decision possible in the time frame that you're given. It's a pretty simple concept. Now, I certainly subscribe to the a good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow model, so I am all in favor of quick, decisive decision making. But as a leader, you need to be aware that there is such a thing as too quick when it comes to decision making. Sometimes you go so fast, you make a bad decision. Now, I again am certainly not encouraging you to make the slowest decisions possible, because part of being a good leader is to make quick, decisive decisions. But what I am encouraging you to do is use the time available to you. Sometimes you won't have much time, and that's where you have to trust your instincts and you have to fall back on just that leadership that you have, the experience that you have, and make a quick decision. But what I'm talking about here is when you have time to make a decision. For example, maybe your boss gives you a challenge and says, hey, I need this by Friday, you know, and it's on a Monday, so you have the week to do it. Now, a good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow means you start working on it as soon as you possibly can, you know, on that Monday. But remember, use the time you have. Examine the problem from every angle. Make sure you've identified the proper problem and challenge. Seek the counsel of other people who have experience in that realm. Look at the pluses, look at the minuses. Try to think of any traps that might happen as you go through your problem-solving process. So if you're given that project on a Monday and ask for it on a Friday, use the time you have. Don't rush through it. Remember, it's not due till Friday. And sure, you might want to get it turned in a little early to show that you're on top of things. Maybe have it done by Wednesday or Thursday. But, you know, here's another subtle tip in the episode. Personally, I probably would have it done by Thursday and have it in a review stage by then and be running my final solutions by some people that I trust in my inner circle. Again, using the time that I have, so I'm very confident in the presentation that I give on that Friday. So remember, whether you're given an hour, a day, a week, a month, use the time you have to come up with the best decision. I'm all for proactive, moving forward problem solving and getting things done quickly. Don't get me wrong, but don't rush if you don't have to. And that's a wrap on today's topic. I challenge you to focus on today's lesson of using the time you have. Don't stress yourself unnecessarily, because stressing yourself as a leader will put stress on the people that you lead. So use the time you have and use the resources you have to make your best decisions. Now, as usual, don't try to change everything at once. Just take today's lesson or even part of today's lesson and put it into practice. You might be amazed at how a tiny change in your tactics can yield some amazing results. And by the time the next episode comes out, today's lesson will be a permanent part of your leadership skill set. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Jared Albrick from Albrick Training and Design, LLC. If you'd like to contact me with a question, comment, or request a topic for a future show, you can find the show in the following places. On Twitter, we are at LTWJPod, and on Facebook, we are at LTWJPod. You can email me directly at Jared at albrechtand.com. And I know both Jarrett and Albrecht are challenging to spell, so you can see that in the show notes of this episode. And you can check out the website, albrechtand.com. It's a nice little hub where I keep all these podcasts that I make. All right, I'll see you next episode. And remember, the only person's behavior that you can change is your own. Make that commitment and you'll be amazed at how it changes others around you. We'll catch you next time. This podcast is an Albrecht Training and Design production. Copyright 2022. The intro and outro music are by musical genius Joe November. Please check out his SoundCloud at josefline99 or just search Joe November.